Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast, made on Varick Street at WNYC.
Fit times are through because I love you so. Time will soon, gonna have to let you go.
This is Soundcheck. I'm David Garland. Singer and harmonica player John Namath channels classic R&B and the Stax record sound on his latest album, Memphis Grease. And there's a good reason it sounds so convincingly vintage. He's got some serious veterans backing him, and they're here in the studio. We're going to hear more about the band in a bit, but let's hear them play. Here's John Namath with the Bow Keys playing the song If It Ain't Broke, live on Soundcheck.
Don't go looking to mix up. got it good. Don't mix it. If you take it straight, don't mix it. If it ain't gold, don't fix it. When you got it good, don't fix it. If you take it straight, don't fix it. No, don't go looking to fix a good loving.
John Namath singing here in the WNYC studio with the Bow Keys, featuring Percy Wiggins doing some backup vocals there along with other members of the band. We'll learn more about the Bow Keys and hear about each of them, but let me be joined here with John Namath and Scott Bomar, who's one of the founding members of the Bow Keys. John, you're from Idaho, and at least one, if not both, of your parents originally from Hungary.
That's correct, yeah.
How'd you find your way to this music and to the Memphis Grease?
I tell you, when I was in high school, I was searching out all sorts of different music. My brother had given me his 8-track collection. He's quite a bit older than me, and his record collection when he left the house.
Did you have an 8-track player at home, or did you have to drive the car to hear those recordings?
No, I had an 8-track player in the house, and... And there was all sorts of really great music from the 70s that I was listening to at the time. And so I just didn't bond that well with the pop music that was on the radio at the time.
And what time was that?
That was the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I'm checking out all this old music, which I loved. Old country music, you know, or it wasn't old, that really that old at the time. It was only 70s country music, mm-hmm. 70s rock, and what have you. And then a friend of mine who sat one desk up from me in high school in my algebra class, he was a big music fan too, and he was getting into old music. And we started exchanging mixtapes of stuff. He started taking guitar lessons, and the guitar teacher gave him some great blues, so he made up a mixtape of blues for me. And when I first heard that, I was just hooked.
Right from the start.
Right from the start, man. I put the connection that you know, those guys in the 70s were listening to these blues guys, you know, from decades before. And so I started listening to all the blues, and then I picked up a Percy Sledge Greatest Hits record, and man, and I got bit by the soul bug, too. You know, it kicked off with When a Man Loves a Woman, and I thought that was one of the coolest things I'd ever heard in my life.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of us hear those recordings. We're impressed. We take it to heart, but not all of us can sing it. What was your experience when you first started to try to sing it? Were you singing other kinds of music before you tried to start singing this one?
I was singing everything, really. Uh-huh. You know, I heard if I'd hear a song and I liked it, you know, I'd pick up the words rather quickly, and I'd sing. I was always singing, even when I was a youngster. And so I was just, you know, listening to stuff in the car, and we're driving around with me and my friends. I had a 1964 Comet, and you know, I'm listening to all these old records, you know, and my friends, you know, started telling me, he's like, man, you sound like the guy on the records. Mm-hmm. Like, you got a knack for this. And I said, really? And then the guitar player that gave me that mixtape, he started to put a band together, and they needed a singer. And so I offered my services, and then boom, we had a band, did a talent show, and then all of a sudden we were playing the Grubstake Saloon in Horseshoe Bend, Idaho.
I'm speaking with John Namath, and so it all came very naturally. When you heard this sound, you latched onto it with your heart, I guess, as well as your voice, and it just happened, I guess.
Yeah, it was just real natural, you know. I really don't do anything unless it comes naturally. You know, I'm kind of one of those guys. And then the harmonica, we need an extra solo instrument in the band. And I'd played some piano, so I went to go price out a keyboard and an amp and all that kind of thing. And I just couldn't afford it. But the harmonica was $6.
And it fits in your pocket.
Fits in my pocket. And I love Junior Wells and I love Little Walter. And so I picked up the harmonica and just ran with it. It was actually a real good fit for me.
Will we hear you play some harmonica coming up?
You will.
Excellent. All right. John Namath is here with me on Soundcheck, and also Scott Bomar, who has this band, the Bow Keys, that has connected with John. And Scott, when did the band begin?
Around 2005.
Uh-huh.
And we started off, our first gig was backing up a great songwriter named Cermak Rice, who was a in-house staff writer at Stax Records. And our first show was as his backing band.
So being in Memphis probably gives you the opportunity to connect with some fantastically talented veterans.
It's such amazing history there and such amazing great players who are still there. And it's just a great environment to be a musician in.
Can you introduce us to the band?
Sure. On keyboards, we have Archie Turner. Tenor saxophone is Art Edmonston. Trumpet, Mark Franklin. Background vocals, Percy Wiggins. Guitar, Joe Restivo. And on drums, we have Earl Lowe. And I'm Scott Bomar on bass.
All right. The Bow Keys is the band, and we're going to hear them play some more. And John, you're going to sing and play harmonica on this one?
That's correct.
All right. It's called Her Good Lovin'.
Mississippi River rolling all night long. Loving that gal ought to be a crime. Every time we're apart, my body doing time. She the only woman this world I'll ever need. The rhythm from her head to her feet. Her good love can't be beat. She got the rhythm from her head to her feet. Her good love can't be beat. That little girl got it in her blood. Built like a brick from the Mississippi mud. Off the bar. When the girl gets rolling, she just can't stop. She the only woman this world I'll ever need. She got the rhythm from her head to her feet. Her good love can't be. Got the rhythm from her head to her feet. Her good love can't be beat. Her good love early in the morning. Her good love late in the evening. Her good love feels so good. Her good love like the man said it would. Her good love got to have it. Her good love can't live without it. Her good love, have mercy. Her good love, hey, hey, hey! That little girl
woman in delivery going through my pain. She got me dizzy going out of my head. I should be working now, but I'm home in bed. She the only woman this world I'll ever need. Got the rhythm from her head to her feet. Her good love can't be beat. She got the rhythm from her head to her feet. Her good love can't be beat.
Performance in the studio here on Soundcheck. That is John Namath singing and playing the harmonica with the Bow Keys, featuring Percy Wiggins doing the backup vocals. We heard Her Good Lovin', and now we're going to hear another song, Testify My Love.
I will testify my love. I will testify my love, 'cause I need a we'll be right back.
ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Y'all may think it's a shame, but I'm here to tell all you, it's all in the name of the game. If loving that woman is a crime, I know that I'm guilty.
Well,
and if stealing her love is a crime, the good Lord knows I'm guilty. But if giving her what she wants when she wants it is a crime, then I'm guilty. And if loving every bone in a frame is a crime, yes, I'm guilty. So before you sentence me to a life without a love, oh, you got to know, people, it's the same thing that I'm guilty.
Testify My Love, performed in the WNYC studio here on Soundcheck by John Namath with the Bow Keys, featuring Percy Wiggins. They have a new album called Memphis Grease. John Namath with the Bow Keys. Thanks for being with me.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're gone before they fall apart.